of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place, and we give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for who he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many people know him as a way maker? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know him as a way maker. I know him as a storm stopper. Hallelujah. I know him as my divine physician. I know him as my sovereign deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know him that he is able. He is faithful. And there's no one awesome and more powerful than he is. Amen. Glory, glory to his name. Amen. I want to thank God for each and every one of you that's come out this morning. And we want to thank God for all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to every mother. You are awesome. You are special. You are priceless. Every mother that's here and those that will be watching online, you are priceless. You are priceless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a gift from heaven to your family. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. My mom is in glory right now. She passed last year in June. And I agree with you, Pastor V. You know, you can't say it enough how much a mother means to you. And it seems like the older you are, the more you appreciate how much they've done for you and how they've stood in the gap for you through thick and thin, through your whole life, from birth, from carrying you those 9 months, and being sick, all that morning sickness and all that good, all the times you weren't well, and all the times they stayed up all night just for you and went to the hospital just for you and stood in the gap just for you. when no one else would, they did. They did. They did the extra. They did more than you could ask or think. Literally, they acted like the Holy Spirit for you. Glory to God. I'm grateful for every mother and my mother in love. And I know she'll be watching. You know, I love you so much, Mom. And thank God. I thank God. I thank God for all of our mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. They're priceless. They pray for us through it all. Through everything. And they don't let God go until he blesses us. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. If you've got a good mother, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I thank God for the angel of this house and the person of my awesome husband. I call him my sugar and my spice, my all things nice. My wonderful husband, Dr. Vega Medze, love you so much. Thank God for you and appreciate you so much. And thank you for the privilege of being able to share the word this morning. Amen. Love you. Love you so much. Love you. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand for our apostle. Amen. Amen. And thank God for our 5 children. And they'll be joining, a couple of them be joining us in the second service. But I thank God. I thank God for our wonderful family and our precious sons and daughters that are here. Amen. Everyone that is so special, all of you are so special to my heart and to my husband as well. We thank God for each and every one of you. You're priceless to us. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And we pray for you. No joke, every day. We pray for you. We're praying for you. And God has his best for you. Hallelujah. Great things in store. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we enter the word of God today, I just wanted to share what the Holy Spirit laid in my spirit. It actually started as I was in a conference in Swaziland, and the message just grew. So you're getting the multiplication of this message. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. If I was to give it a subtitle, I would say restoration, faith, and divine favor. Restoration, faith, and divine favor. Hallelujah. Glorify his name. The title of this message is Glorify His Name. Glory to God. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 104, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 104, verses 1 to 4. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And before I get into the word, I want to thank God for also for our guests that are with us, Pastor Human and your precious wife and your lovely wife. God bless you, man and woman of God. Thank God for you. God bless you. Let's give them a hand. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out this morning. We love and appreciate you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Psalm 104, verses 1 to 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light, hallelujah, as with a garment, who stretched out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, hallelujah, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire, hallelujah. Glory to God. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. Hallelujah. The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I send among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. Glory to God. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, Psalm 102, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 102, verses 12 to 16. The word says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever. That's Psalm 102, verses 12 to 16. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Hallelujah. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord shall build up Zion, and he shall appear in his glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the last scripture, Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So the foundation stone here to glorify his name is great faith. It's not enough just to have a small amount of faith, but you have to grow your faith into great faith. Amen. May we all be those sons and daughters of God that grow their faith exponentially. Hallelujah. And this is a year of divine acceleration, so you can just lay hold of that promise and just grow in faith. Amen. And be a giant in faith. Hallelujah. Great faith. Hallelujah. Great faith. God wants us to have great faith. In order to move mountains, we need great faith. In order to see masterful breakthroughs, we need great faith. Amen? In a crisis, in a storm, in a tsunami, you need great faith for divine breakthrough. Hallelujah. And God is able to do it. Hallelujah. 1 John 5, verses 4 to 5, the word says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So when you understand who he is, when you know who he is, you will glorify his name because you will move in great faith and see victories won. You will overcome no matter what you're dealing with in the natural, no matter what crisis, no matter what situation you face.
You will face it in victory. You will face it with overcoming great faith. Hallelujah. Because greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries. The devil is a lie. He's already defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greater one lives in you. Hallelujah. And because he's in you, victory is definite. Victory is definite. That assurance that we walk in is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Hallelujah. Great faith is our victory. Our victory is found in our great faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to share with you four master keys. Four master keys to glorify his name. Four master keys. The first one is fresh anointing. The first one is fresh anointing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Fresh anointing. Say with me, fresh anointing. Tell your neighbor, you need fresh anointing. Tell your other neighbor and give him an attitude and say, hey, I said, you need fresh anointing. Oh, yes. Amen. 1 John 2, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Hallelujah. You shall abide in him. How? In the anointing. That's how we abide. We stay in the anointing. Stay in that place of great faith and the anointing that destroys the yoke. Amen? The anointing comes on the righteous and faith-filled. That's why we must walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't speak your circumstance. You might see it looking another way, but speak what should be. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because that's your faith in action. Hallelujah. And when you declare it, and you see it by the Spirit done, you can speak it and it shall be accomplished. Hallelujah. So fresh anointing. My husband in his book, The Holy Spirit Empower Life, states that the kingdom of God is a dimension that the Holy Spirit ushers us into. Prevailing prayer has a foundation in praying in the Spirit and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You must pray from a higher dimension. So what are we talking about here? When you're praying and you're praying in great faith and you're praying in a fresh anointing, God gives you a dimension in prayer and a dimension in overcoming and a dimension in faith where eye has not seen and ear has not heard. It's just God in action because now you've aligned with his principles, with his protocols, with the protocols of heaven to see great faith accomplished. Hallelujah. To see your faith now manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether it's somebody sick maybe sick in the hospital. I remember one of our daughters ended up in the hospital. She had a terrible nosebleed and she literally bled nonstop for 3 days. Terrible nosebleed. And I mean, it was gushing. And I was like, what is this? And it was an attack of the enemy. We know that. It was an attack of the enemy. I remember we had to rush her to the hospital at midnight that night. It started early in the morning, and at midnight that night, she was passing out. She was going. And we took her to the hospital, and we prayed over her. And I remember we just spoke into her destiny, that you have a purpose. You have a purpose in God. And we began to speak the word of God and the purpose of God and the destiny of God over her life. And do you know the Lord healed her? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord healed her. That situation never occurred again. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is faithful and able. Amen. And when you're in a crisis situation, that's when your faith must be strongest. Amen. And beloved, it's a fight of faith. It's not by might and it's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the living God. And it's a fight. It's a faith fight. When you've gotten born again, you've enlisted in the army of the Lord. You have to know who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are, you won't back down. You won't be fearful. You will stay in faith and speak into the situation and watch God fight for you. Amen. The second key is be the prophet of your life. Be the prophet of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, be the prophet of your life. Tell your other neighbor and give him an attitude. I said you need to be a prophet of your life. Oh, yes. Amen. Decree it and declare it by faith. See it, say it. Amen. It's important to focus your faith. Focus your faith. When you need a financial breakthrough, focus your faith in that area. Amen. Hallelujah. Focus your faith in that area. Glory to God. When you're dealing with a crisis, or maybe it's a financial crisis, you're dealing with something in a level that has systems around it. And you know the enemy works in systems. Who am I talking to? Yes, that's why you need to put your bills on a table and speak the word of God and tell those bills to shut up and be paid. Amen. Because those bills can speak back to you. Amen. Oh, that's faith. That's being a prophet. That's prophetic, by the way. That's being a prophet over your bills. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember we had a bill for my oldest son. He was just finishing university, and we were needing to pay his final bill for him to finish and graduate. And make a long story short, wow, we needed a miracle. And a financial one. And this is U.S. dollars. He was at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the States. We were here. And to make a long story short, we needed a miracle. I mean, outright. I think the exchange rate at that time was like 17 or 18 to 1. And we needed a miracle. Absolute. Yeah, miracle. You know, God had gotten him that far. And now we needed a miracle to finish. That he finished strong. Amen. And we were just trusting God. Yeah. And I remember I was just believing God. I was just believing God. Just believing God. Just believing God. And I mean, to the last day. And I remember he called us on Friday. They had called him out of class into the finance office. They said, look, by Monday, your money has to be in, or sorry, we'll have to take you out of the classes, blah, 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 blah. You know how they do. So, hey, he called us and said, Mom, this is the situation. I said, okay, no, son, we'll have the money by Monday. We'll just trust God. I said that in faith. There was nothing right then. We were looking at a situation right here. Situation. We needed thousands of U.S. dollars. We needed God. And I remember we were just trusting God. And I remember it was Sunday night before the Monday. I didn't sleep all night. My husband and I, we were up pacing the floor all night. All night. I was like, Lord, what do we do here? How do we handle this? We need your intervention. Intervene, Father. I mean, I was agony. I was praying like, yeah. Hey, mothers, you know that prayer. That old God, 1159, is here. We need a breakthrough prayer, you know. And I was praying, and I was like, Father. And I remember the Holy Spirit nudged me to call a prayer warrior friend of ours and just ask her to pray with us. And the Lord spoke into my spirit that God was going to give us a miracle. And I remember just holding on to that, and I literally called her. Her time in the States, 5 a.m. Yes, I called her at 5 a.m., but she's a prayer warrior. I knew she'd be up from 4 anyway. So I was like, hey, we need prayer. We got a situation. We need prayer. I need you to agree with me in prayer. We need a miracle here. And she said, hey, the Lord had woken me up already, and I was praying for you guys. And I was like, look at God. She had already been praying for us. And she said, no, let's pray. And when she said amen, you know prayer warriors, seasoned prayer warriors, who can pray a prayer and bring heaven to kiss earth. That's the prayer she prayed. And my Lord, after she said amen, I knew God did something. I didn't know exactly what, but I knew God did something. And do you know, my son called us. And he was saying, hey, it's almost closing time. They told me I have to have this money in. And we had a small amount of that money had come in, wasn't the full. And we were trying to negotiate terms, you know, that we pay this and by the end of the week, pay the balance and so forth. And they said, no, we need it all today. And as we were back and forth talking with the finance advisor, she said, hey, wait a minute. And what had happened was in her office, wasn't just herself, but it was several other people in cubicles. And her computer just glitched, you know, as that was back in the time of those PC computers. And her computer just glitched and then came back on. And when it came back on, my son's tuition was fully paid and they owed him $500. They owed him $500. You talk about a miracle. That was a miracle of miracles. And I was like, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because I was believing God that all of our children will see a legacy of faith for themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what builds great faith. When God has done something for you, don't forget it. Remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord your God. Remember him because he's able and he's faithful. And there's nothing too hard for our God. See what is in the invisible. See the invisible visible. See it done. See it accomplished. See it done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The third key is have prophetic insight. Have prophetic insight. Glory to God. 2 Kings 6:17. Glory to God. Elisha prayed that his servant, the young servant, when they were now surrounded by the enemy, the young servant was panicking. We know the story. I won't go all into it because of time. But the young servant with Elisha, and you know the story very well, they were now surrounded by the enemy. The young servant was panicking because Elisha could see in the spirit, but this young servant couldn't see. And in the spirit, Elisha says to the Lord, Lord, just open his eyes. And then he began to see the angelic hosts that were the horses and the chariots of heaven. Hallelujah. See, we're not alone, beloved. We're surrounded by his love. We're surrounded by angels on assignment. Angels. Hallelujah. Angels. Hallelujah. Angels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to Dr. Bill Winston in his book, Miracles in the Marketplace, he states that when our spiritual eyes are open, we can see our provision and our protection. Glory to God. God knows that for us to be successful, we have to see something different from what the world sees. We must stay focused to bring forth creative, heavenly solutions to preserve and lift the burdens off of suffering humanity. Jesus never saw lack, sickness, death, or calamity, although it was there. Jesus saw only what the Father showed him. Ah, that's a key. For those in business, that's a key. Amen. Hallelujah. Even in the marketplace, in your career, that's a key. See only what the Father has shown you. Even in ministry, that's a key. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he had simply told the disciples to make the people sit down, then he took the two fish and the five loaves of bread, and he just said, thank you, Lord. And he blessed and broke the five loaves and two fish. And the Bible says, everyone ate till they were full, and there were 12 baskets left over. Why? Why is that? Why? He could feed the 5,000 with just two fish and five loaves. Why? Because he had the answer. He saw it already. He knew it in faith. He had the prophetic insight. Hallelujah. And when he could see it done, he knew it was done. He just had to speak that it's done. And it was done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the fourth key is divine favor of God. The divine favor of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is divine favor comes on our lives when we keep our hearts with all diligence and when we praise God in advance. Amen. Keep our hearts with all diligence. I don't have time to go all into it, but whoever it is, whoever might have offended you, just forgive them all, because offenses block your favor and block your blessings and block your breakthroughs. So you just have to love everybody, forgive everybody, walk by faith, amen, and just love everybody, amen, amen, amen or ouch. Just forgive everybody, amen. Because when you do that, the divine favor of God can rest on your life. Rest, Jesus, rest. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Everybody standing. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Thank you, Lord. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Amen. Receive the favor of God. The Bible says in Psalm 149, 5-9, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishment upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains, nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in advance. And finally, now demonstrate the power of God. Ezekiel 37, 1-10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Ezekiel and took him out into the valley of dry bones. No matter what dry place you have, God is causing an army to come up out of those bones. God is bringing the pieces back together. Hallelujah! He's bringing the pieces back together. All the bones. Hallelujah! We speak to all the dry bone situations, and we decree and declare breakthrough, and we decree and declare every bone come together, bone to its bone. In the name of Jesus, let there be light, let there be life, let there be divine intervention, let there be a coming together in business, let there be coming together of the divine favor of God, the breakthroughs in your household, in your family, let the divine favor of God break you through to victory in your ministry, and all that you're putting your hands to, in your family, in your marriage, in your household, among your family, your children, your children's children. The Lord is doing a work even now. He is breaking chains. He is breaking fetters. He is breaking evil mindsets. He is breaking mental problems. He is breaking and destroying witchcraft and sorcery and bringing you into victory. From this day, you shall never be the same. God bless you.
Worship team, won't you come? Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray in the spirit. Be the prophet over your own life. Speak what God says instead of speaking what the circumstances say. In faith, glory to God. Ligameshte kesikomo rahatala kaya mombaga tehetina hamango boste somoko mamanga bakaprando boshe kitnando robo shahataya kandanamando robosh zeketeni manga barama kaprando boshe kitanaya
silaule.
Thank you, Jesus.
Silaule, sikabako, sikondise,
sikondise,
sikondise.
Those hands to him. Mandovo shakataya. Mendebeki abrasun toloboshe. Umbagande beji angaban tobo kamande. Ulaha yangabando bo shatalaya. Umbegebende la bahia ba kumokoma yete. There is an upward call from the Holy Spirit. An upward call to come out of the flesh. Come out of the flesh and come into the spirit. Come to where God is. He came down to where you were so he can bring you up to where he is. This is the time, the hour when the Spirit of the Lord is calling up us to come up higher with him, to come up where he is. He has been coming down to where we were and we have been for a long time. But now he's saying, you must come up. Stop pulling me down. Stop pulling me down to you. Stop pulling me down. Come up to me. I'm pulling you up to me, to where I am. For there you will see miracles, signs, and wonders. There you'll see the supernatural. And today I'm shifting seasons. Today I'm changing situations. Today I'm intervening in your circumstances, as you come up to me in your faith, as you put your faith in me, says the Lord, I am honoring your faith, and you will have great testimonies for my honor and my glory. Allow me to be Lord. Allow me to rule. Allow me to be in control. Allow me to reign, and you shall see wonders, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Glory to God. We want to pray now for all the mothers in the house. Amen. And maybe you can come over to the front here. Just pray for all the mothers. Praise the name of Jesus. Release and release a blessing upon you. It takes a tremendous amount. We have a daughter who's a single mother. Especially when you're a single mother, it's a tremendous challenge to be a parent. Step forward just a bit so there's a little bit of room behind you. Yes, that's right. It's a tremendous challenge to be a mother and to be a parent in this hour and in this day. Some of us are parenting again, parenting our grandchildren. You did your work to raise your children. Now you're working again, raising your children's children. We want to just stretch out our hands. Men, let's stretch out our hands towards these women who are parenting our children. The children, amen, of men for one reason or another. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blessing, the favor, and the grace of God upon these women. Lord, in the ministry and the calling you've given them as mothers, Lord, some as grandmothers, Father, we release favor and grace upon them. We release strength upon them. In the name of Jesus, we release encouragement upon them. We release joy upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, where the enemy comes to steal their joy because of the challenges concerning their children's children, the things that come against their minds to steal their joy. Father, we bind the enemy now, and we decree that this will be a season of joy and gladness and peace upon them in the mighty name of Jesus, that they shall receive and their joy shall be full in Jesus' mighty name. We speak divine provision upon you. We speak divine favor and protection upon you. We speak the grace of God upon you. We speak the wisdom and the blessing of the Lord upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. For the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow upon you. We release the blessing of motherhood upon you in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be a mother of virtue and of grace. In Jesus' mighty name, a prophetic woman, a prophetic mother that will speak upon her children and will bless their family and stand with their husband, those who are married, and support and lift up the hands of their husband in the mighty name of Jesus and be a blessing to her family. In Jesus' mighty name, may you walk in the mind of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen, and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed right now. If there's anybody here this morning that does not know Jesus as Savior and as Lord, now's the time to give your life to Jesus Christ. Slip up your hand wherever you are. As you say, I'm making a decision this morning on this Mother's Day. I'm making a decision to give my life to Jesus Christ. Slip up your hand wherever you are so we can pray with you. I don't see any hands going up right now. So I want to just remind you as we close that on Friday night, we're going to be praying, amen, for breakthroughs for those in business. It's going to be a special prayer this Friday night for businesses to break through. I believe that there's another level that God is calling us to. But it's not just going to happen because you want it to happen. It's going to happen because you insist it happens. So you have to come out because the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. It's not going to happen in its own time. It's going to happen because of our faith and because of our prayers. So come out on Friday night. Invite somebody. We're praying for breakthroughs in business this Friday. So the Lord bless you and keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, rule and reign in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.